You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. And today we're talking about this. Start with one. That's right. Start with one. Now, what prompted today's soul story and what prompted today's episode and inspired it is this time of year, it seems as though, you know, everyone's thinking about where they have come from, where they're going. A lot of people are unhappy with where they are, and they know they want something different, but they're not exactly quite sure what they desire. And they don't really know where to start. Or if you've been through a breakup, divorce, breakup, some sort of loss, whether it's death or divorce or whatever. Maybe you lost your job or you went bankrupt or something. Something has happened in your life and you feel like you're starting over. I'm talking to you today. Or, you know, you just desire more. You desire something else, something new, and you don't quite know where to start. Start with one. No matter what you desire in your life, you cannot get to where you desire to go without taking one step. You cannot build what you desire to build without taking one step. I remember so many times when I was face down in a pool full of tears, literally, I could see the reflection of the moon in my tears on my hardwood floor. I'm not even kidding. And it's like, what do I do? I don't even know what to do because it feels like you have to start picking up the pieces and putting them back together again. So if all of a sudden, you have all the pieces and they're strewn all over the place. This is your time, my dear soul. This is your time to decide what it is you're going to build this time. Because maybe you don't want to use all those pieces. Maybe you want to use some different pieces. But no matter what, you have to start with one. Start with one piece. So I want you to think about this because you know how much I love a great acronym. Oh, you must own it. Now, you've heard me talk about this before on so many things. If we do not own where we are, and we do not take responsibility, because that's really about owning it. That's what owning it is all about, is taking responsibility. And if you look at the word responsibility, it's your ability to respond. That's right. It's your ability to respond. Nobody really likes that word responsibility, except for like parents and maybe preachers. But you know what? The bottom line is, it's what gets it done. Because if you don't own it, you really can't do anything with it. You'll be stuck in blame and shame and guilt and judgment. And you know what? You'll waste a lot of time. You'll keep yourself from starting. So you must own it, and then you must own the opportunity. You must own your opportunities. Look around and see where the doors are open. Look around and identify and recognize opportunity. You've heard me say this before as well with opportunity. Opportunity is right there. It's always been there. It's just whether or not you recognize it. And then N, now. Looking at where you are exactly in this moment that you are. Not sitting here and wishing it wasn't happening. Not sitting here beating yourself up because it is happening. Not wishing you were somewhere else. Seriously, when you own it, you plant yourself right in the here and now. If you want to get somewhere, you got to start now, here, or you will get nowhere. I know, I'm going to say that again. If you want to get somewhere, you have to start now, here, or you're going to get nowhere. If you don't start where you are, you'll never, ever start, period. You just won't start. And then you start not only with the now, but then you say, all right, now, next. Instead of saying, now what, let's say, yeah, what now? And once you identify that, then it's what next? Next, what's your next step? But you have to get firmly planted in your now to take that next step. And then E, engage. Seriously, fully engage with it. If it means you get down on a knee, because chances are, if you are at a place right now where you're feeling like you're kind of starting from scratch, starting over, you may be already down on both knees. you may be like I had been so many times, flat on the floor, face down, in the pool of tears. Wherever you are right now, knee down, get down on your knee and ask yourself, are you willing to commit to me, my dear? Yes, commit to yourself, commit to the plan, commit to your now, commit to your next, commit to the opportunity, and commit to fully owning it. Because when you can own it, then you have something to work with. You have something to work with. You have a place to stand, and you have a place to live while you're loving your life and your life's work well. It's true. And you may think, oh my goodness, this sounds way too simple. Well, you know what? Sometimes the most profound things in life are the simplest. Because I know in those moments of feeling like, oh my gosh, there's so much coming at us and there's so much and you feel like you don't even know where to start, the last thing you need is a complicated plan. Seriously, keep it simple. You've heard the old saying, keep it simple, sweetie. Yes, I'm going to say, keep it simple, soul sister. Keep it simple. Kiss yourself today. Keep it simple. One moment at a time, 1 minute at a time, one plan at a time, and one sip at a time, one day at a time. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What would you like to start today? First of all, own where you are. Write it down. Where are you today? Own it, fully own it. Then write down any and all opportunities that you see in front of you right now. Even if you can only identify one, it's okay, start with one. That's what we're talking about. Look at your now, write about it. Then look at your next. What next? Write about it. And then write yourself an official engagement. Ask yourself to fully commit to you, your life, and your life's work well, and to not only starting, but finishing. Thank you so much for being here. I am so grateful for you. We have been sipping on life for a bit of time now, and it's been such a joy, such an honor and privilege. And I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.